World-famous YouTube star Michael O kicks off a brand new podcast show. Tech products are a package deal that people often overlook, and I dabble into politics. Oh boy. I'm Michael O, and this is The Mo Show. Hello, hello, and hope you're doing all right today. For those of you who don't know, I am Michael O from my YouTube channel, Michael O, as the name would imply. Now, today we are starting a brand new podcast show. You heard it correctly. And of course, this is The Mo Show, as I just told you. But what is this show exactly? Well, you know, I figured since everybody else has a podcast show, I might as well not be left out of that. And it's an interesting experience, to be honest with you. You might think it's the same thing. For those of you who have never seen any of my videos before, this is the set, per se. This is my office where I record all my videos. So this is very familiar to those who have already been to my channel and subscribed, which if you never have, I hope today is your first day to do that. But the point is that this is different from normal YouTube videos in that this is a lot more simplified, I guess. YouTube videos are more of a production. There's a lot of editing, there's a lot of recording strategies, there's a lot of mixing and such and so forth, sound effects that I might add, video filters. None of that's going to be happening here on The Mo Show. The whole point of this, and if you read the description of the podcast show, it's three words, Michael O, unedited. Michael O, that's my name, and then unedited. I'm not going to be editing any of this. Now, I was going to make this as simple beforehand when I was brainstorming and thinking this whole show up. I was thinking about just not even doing a video show, but I decided to, since I already have the account, the channel for the Mo Show put up already, I figured I might as well give people that don't listen on the popular podcasting platforms, try saying that three times fast, the popular podcasting platforms, I decided to give those that aren't on those a chance to view the show on YouTube. So we're going to make a video show as well. It's nothing special, nothing fancy, no effects, really bare bones, but it's fine because editing, for those of you who don't know, takes a lot of time and effort and a lot of creativity as well. It can be fun, but it also eats up a lot of your time. And if you've never done that before and you just see the final production, you're probably thinking, oh, what's the big deal? You know, you just cut here and throw a video effect here and add a sound effect here. How hard can that be? Once you get finished mixing everything and lining everything up in the final rendering and then uploading and processing and posting, you're going to know exactly what I'm talking about and just how tiresome that can be. And so this is rather simple. I'm here. Pandy's here. I have my cup of coffee, which I will occasionally drink throughout the episodes. I also have my, this is off camera, but I also have my iPad over here for my notes. And if you see me trying to look something up or research something on the show, then that is what I'm looking at. And I have a backup water bottle for when my coffee cup runs dry. So, I am indeed a coffee drinker. To tell you a little bit more about myself, I am a coffee drinker. I'm not necessarily addicted to it. I do enjoy caffeine. Really, the cup of coffee is just my morning procedure, my morning routine of waking up. And notice I said cup of coffee, not cups. I don't drink a whole lot of coffee. I drink one cup every morning, and that's all I need. And I do that on purpose. I have been tempted before to drink several cups continuously, but I decided against that because I know what's going to happen is I'm going to get the one cup of coffee is no longer going to be effective anymore once my body's like, hey, there's more where that came from. And then next thing you know, I'm stuck on four or five cups a day, and if I don't, then I'm not going to be able to pluck myself out of bed. So just we're just going to stick to one cup, and that's going to do it. But I do enjoy a good cup of coffee. I enjoy energy drinks as well, by the way. My two go-tos are definitely Bang and Rains. and the different flavors. The different. I don't know if I necessarily have a favorite flavor, quote unquote, but I enjoy the Blue Raz flavor especially. Watermelon Warlord, I believe that's Reigns, is pretty good. Mountain Dew Energy has a couple good ones. So I have drunk a couple of. I think there was this one called Zoa as well that I tried. It was all right. You got the classics. You got your NOS, your Red Bulls. I mean, I'm not too huge on those. I'm really in it for the caffeine spike. I'm not even going to lie. And the interesting thing, though, with caffeine is that I believe, and I'm gonna double check this, but the daily serving amount, the daily limit of caffeine, I believe is 400 milligrams. So let me double check this here, but I believe it's 400 milligrams or something like that. And very rarely do I mean a cup of coffee, yeah, 400 milligrams according to the FDA. 400 milligrams is the daily limit for caffeine consumed in a day. For a little bit of perspective, that's about one cup of coffee is about 100 milligrams. So if you drank four cups of coffee, you'd already be at the limit. So this is really just a cup of coffee, like your typical, what you know, what you think of. That's about a quarter. That's about 25% of your daily limit. And when you surpass that limit, then, or at least when I do anyway, it tends to have the reverse effect. One day I completely overloaded it on caffeine, thinking it would help me. But as soon as I think I had like 600 milligrams of caffeine. Yeah, not a great day. I thought it was gonna give me. I thought it was gonna make me all like jittery and jumpy. It after the limit, to be honest with you, on that last energy drink, it started to have the reverse effect. I started getting really tired. Like I was just like, it was weird. I had a faster heartbeat, but I was like super tired, and I just like started wearing down like a pair of dead batteries. It was bad. So yeah, don't go over that limit. That's there for a reason. Normally I don't. Very rarely do I go over the limit, but just putting that out there. At least for me, anyway. Maybe it's different with other people. Don't try it. I'm not responsible if you have a heart attack or anything or any other health problem because you went over the daily limit of caffeine, but just my 2 cents worth there. You're going to get a lot of 2 cents worth here on the Mo Show. Take my word for it. Like different things you wouldn't even think about. I'm not even going to stick to a particular limit of topics, I suppose. You know, like you can choose categories like entertainment, sports, politics. I'm going to do a little bit of pretty much everything, I guess. I might not be the most knowledgeable, so don't take everything I say as gospel truth. But at the same time, I'm just here to shoot the breeze, have a little bit of a good time, give you my 2 cents worth. And, of course, feel free to leave your thoughts down in the comments. I'd love to read those. At the same time, though, we see a couple things going on here. I mentioned at the top of the show. Excuse me. So, I am an iPhone user. I have always used iPhones. I've always had an iPhone. My first phone was the iPhone 4S. I think I have it here. Hang on 1 second, guys. A little bit of a... I didn't plan on doing this, but a little bit of a rabbit trail. Okay. All right. So, my first phone was an iPhone 4S. Man, I don't even know how I thought this was a big screen at any given time. And, I had the iPhone 4S, the white one. I think this was the basic 16 gigs. I always ran out of storage. And, look at that. For those of you who can't see, it's got a headphone jack. And the really annoying 30-pin adapter on the bottom as well. That's very bulky, and the charger always broke. So this is ancient. This is it still works. I could still turn it on right now. I'll show those of you that are watching. I mean, just hopefully it's not dead. Actually, now that I think about it, it might be dead. I think it's dead. Okay. Anyway. And then after that, I had an iPhone 6S. This one. The rose gold, baby. Gotta love it. Actually, later I upgraded to a space gray one, but that's somewhere. So the iPhone 6S, which once again, it's a little bit better. When I say a little bit, I mean a lot better than the 4S, but still, I still don't know how I considered this to be a large screen back then. Anyway, and then I don't have it. I actually sold it to a friend, but I had a iPhone XR after that, and yeah, like I said, I sold that to a friend, and because I needed money to buy my current phone, which is an iPhone 11 Pro Max, and so as you can see, I've always been an iPhone user. But I've kind of cycled through different other things you would use with it, I guess. Accessories, you might say, or side-by-side products. Okay, for instance, right now I have an Apple Watch. You can see here. This is the first SE. Yeah, but this is the bigger one. This is the 44-millimeter model. And before this, I had... So, okay... back when I was a kid, I would go to the watch section at Walmart. You know, I mean, it's not a fine jewelry store, but they do have some watches there that are decent. And then they have the ones behind the glass and then the little rotating case that are like 40, 50 bucks that have a lot more features, like the Timex ones. But it's not really a watch specialty store or anything. And I didn't go there for that. I went there for the $5 watch bin, little digital ones I used to have. You could go to the bin and find a watch with time, date, alarm, stopwatch, and sometimes a timer. And it was okay, and they were waterproof too, which was nice. You could take them in a swimming pool with you if you wanted to. Which was nice. I think I took it off whenever I did, but get all that for $5, just out of the watch bin. Nothing special, just does what you need it to. It's a beater. You break it, you come back, you get another $5 Walmart watch. That's how it worked. And now I don't think I've seen any that are that same style. It's still the same style. I mean, nothing's really changed with that, and they're like $12 now. I'm like, oh my gosh. So, but that's what I used to do. And then I decided, you know what? I want to get into a smartwatch. So I made the mistake of going on Amazon and finding a $20. I do know what it was, actually. It was the DZ09. If you want to look it up on Amazon, let me see if it's still on there. It was like $20 on Amazon, but it was a very cheap China Android smartwatch that connected via Bluetooth and some weird sketchy app that was only available on Android. So if that tells you anything, you couldn't get the app on an iPhone. You had to go on Android and find it. Let me see if I can find it. Yeah, the model number is the DZ, the letters DZ and then 09. And yep, here it is. I see it here. It's man, $19.99, baby. Yeah, it wasn't terrible for $20 for what you got, but in the grand scheme of things, looking back, I'm like, okay, that was not a great idea. I'll show you the glare. There you can see it. So, $19.99 on Amazon, and it was pretty sketch. It didn't even tell you like the battery percent. It just gave you like the old school flip phone, the little battery bars. It's like, oh, well, I know around what I'm at. I'm between, what would it be, like 66 and 100%, or I'm between 33 and 66, or I'm almost dead. I'm between 0 and 33. Who knows? It could be anything. And, yeah, that wasn't great. don't buy that. In case you're wondering, don't buy that. And then after that, I got what was called the Xiaomi Mi Band 5, I believe it was. It was more like a Fitbit style. It was like a thinner design. It had a very basic screen, and it was more oriented towards like tracking your health. But so it wasn't too bad. Xiaomi is a pretty good brand. They just make cheaper stuff. I believe it was $40, and it was good value too. It did what it was supposed to, and didn't really have any problems, and it paired fine with an iPhone. The app was both on iPhone and Android, so that gave me a little bit more, made me feel a little bit more comfortable. So there was that. That was a good one. And then after that, I was gifted a Samsung Galaxy Watch, which is pretty similar to the Apple Watch, but it's made for Samsung phones, of course. And I think the one I got was like the very first one, so it was a little laggy, but I mean, that it is what it is. It still worked fine. It was just and at the time I couldn't tell because I didn't have an Apple Watch then. And then now I got the, like I said, Apple Watch, and I've been happy with that. Same with earbuds. I used to have, way back when, I used to have these I still do, actually. I might still have them. Is that them? Yeah, here they are. Holy cow, I forgot about these. I bought these from Walmart. Oh gosh. Still got all the earwax in them. Alright. So, yeah, they're wireless from your phone, but like they connect to each other. And they got the little stem here and the little buttons, and they do have a microphone built in, and they're magnetic, so that's kind of cool, I guess. I mean, these were $10 Walmart earbuds, and they fit in my ear pretty well. They did a job. They did the job pretty good. Actually, not too bad earbuds. If $10 is your budget, then just go to Walmart. Like these are the, I think they call them on brand earphones. So not bad value for the money. Battery wasn't too bad either. I bought these. These are my first pair of wireless ones. And then I got JBL. Oh, gosh. What were they called? Excuse me. I'm trying to remember what they were called. They were the JBL Flash Charge, something like that. I forget. True Wireless Flash, I think, is what it was. It was more oriented towards workouts and such. JBL's a good brand. Oh yeah, it was a partnership with Under Armour, I remember. And they were the True Wireless ones, to where there's no wire or anything, and they have their charging case. And that charging case, I'm telling you, that thing was like a big metal box. If you dropped it on the floor, it was gonna break the floor. Like it was nice because I didn't have to worry about like sitting on them or anything. I knew they were gonna be fine. But I mean, in the pocket, they were like really bulky. So anyway, they weren't bad either. And then after that, I now have, I had the first generation AirPod Pros, and then I just recently got the second generation ones, which they're pretty similar. I think, let's see, I'm trying to think, just off the top of my head, there's a speaker on the case, so you can ping the case if you lose it. There's a lanyard loop. There's, and the noise canceling is pretty good, actually. I was impressed. So that's good. And so now I'm on the AirPods, and I have been very happy with the I love my first gen ones, and then now these ones are an improvement on that. So that's good. Okay, and let's see here. And last but not least, my tablet devices. So I already mentioned that I have my iPad, which I'm looking at right now over here. So my first tablet was a Samsung Galaxy Tab A 8.0 was an 8-inch display, and from 2015, it was given to me, so no complaints. But if you know anything about Samsung's budget tablets, not great, not terrible, but not great either. So Samsung loves to make them some budget tablets that are real cheap, and they work fine at first, but then as soon as the as soon as new updates start coming out, and not only for the apps and stuff on it, and then also for the system, then the performance is like pew, and then it just starts. It's just overloaded. It can't handle new updates, even though they're trying to force the updates onto them to make it still relevant. So it's fine if you're going to use it for like a year or two and then throw it out, but beyond that, I wouldn't really rely on it. Then I got a Samsung Galaxy Tab S4, which I still use to make YouTube videos. For context, that was the top-end tablet, the flagship, if you will, from 2018. And the thing about those is when you buy them used, they're a little bit more worn because, you know, I mean, it's been around since 2018. The battery's going to start to slowly degrade. It's not bad because it's a tablet battery, so it's a bigger size. And I think that one was like a 10.5-inch screen. And it wasn't a bad tablet. I mean, it had a little bit of wear and tear, but overall in good condition. I still have the S Pen and everything with it. It works great. Nothing really wrong with it. So, if you're looking at buying either a budget cheap tech from now, or like something used, it's a little bit older, but it was like the flagship from that year. For example, kind of off the top of my head, if you see anything from Samsung that's like the Galaxy A or the Galaxy Tab A, usually that means budget. Whereas if you see Samsung Galaxy S or Tab S, then that's more of like the top end stuff. It's going to be more expensive when it first comes out, but it's going to last a lot longer because it's built better. It's got the better stuff, which is why this has lasted and held up better than the budget one I had did. And then now, of course, I have my iPad, which I still have the S4. I sold the Tab A. I still have the Tab S4 because I still use it, and it still holds up fine. But my iPad is my go-to. I mean, I put this on my phone plan. I do have a cellular line on this, so I have 5G wherever. And works great. I love it. The point I'm trying to make with all this, I've been rambling on, which is fine because this is a podcast show, so I can ramble. I'm allowed to. When you get your own podcast show, whenever you get to make your own show, then you get to ramble. I guess that's a rule or something. I don't know. I don't make the rules. Usually. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is, what I've learned throughout all this from all the experiences I've had and such, is that when you buy into an ecosystem, it's best to just go with that ecosystem. What am I talking about when I say ecosystem? That's a big word. That's a fancy new word. Ecosystem means, just think of it as like brand. Like everything's the same brand. You have a Samsung phone, you have a Samsung tablet, you have Samsung earbuds, you have Samsung watch. That's an ecosystem. You have an iPhone, you have an iPad, you have Apple Watch, you have AirPods. That's an ecosystem, all built on one brand. And I used to think, oh, you can get away with just using other things. That was always my thing. See, cost was mostly the factor that stopped me from buying all Apple stuff. I was like, I don't know if I could justify it at that price, but I didn't know how good it was going to be. Now, I mean, does that mean that you buy into an ecosystem and it's perfect in every way? No. I have complaints about Apple. I use, pretty much all Apple products at this point, and there are things that I complain about them, things I wish I could do. That's not to say that there's not limitations, but you have to weigh the cons and pros. That's why you get to pick what ecosystem you want to be in. And in a way, yes, they kind of lock you in a little bit. But at the same time, that also pays off. For instance, Apple sells a lot of stuff that's expensive. I know. I've had to pay for this stuff. I know it's expensive. But at the same time, the convenience that they give to you whenever you use all this stuff, like if you've ever used anything other than AirDrop and then AirDrop, you're gonna know the difference. I could send like a 10 gigabyte file like that with AirDrop, and then it'll take like an hour with anything else. It's just ridiculous. Or if you like email it to somebody and they have to sit there and download it, that's just ridiculous. But AirDrop works great if you have all Apple products. If you lose like a device or something, it's gonna be a lot harder to find it if you have two different things. But I could ping. I'm not going to, but I could use my watch and just ping my phone right now and it would go off, or my AirPods or my iPad, whatever I wanted to do. It's just so much easier. It's just so much more convenient. And see, with that price comes a convenience, and everything just works well together. Case in point, whenever I had the Tab S4 as my main tablet, and then I was considering getting an iPad, and I just kind of decided, you know what, I'm going to pull the trigger. I'm going to be honest with you. I thought, I'll try the iPad out, see how I like it, and then I'll probably end up going back to the Tab S4. Because my main concern with tablet devices and such and so forth has always been that I want it to be like a mini computer. See, I kind of have a way I look at things here. So, for starters, you know, they call a phone a mobile device. They call tablets and iPads mobile devices. I call them semi-mobile because you don't take your iPad everywhere that you take your phone. The iPad kind of sits at the house a lot, so whereas I take my phone pretty much everywhere I go. If I go to work, I take it with me. If I go I go to the store, I take it with me. I don't always take my iPad to those places. So this is more of a semi-mobile. I can take it, but it's just a lot. You can't carry it in a pocket. You have to keep an eye on it. Whereas a phone, you can just, you know, put it in your pocket when you're not using it, and it's a lot easier to keep track of. So, and then a computer, you know, just stays at home all the time. It doesn't really move. So is what they call the desktop. But the thing with that is, though, is that each one of those, the smaller the screen size, the more condensed the interface. So the computer, you can see everything. You can connect, you can plug in your phone, your iPad, whatever into it, and it's kind of like your central hub, I guess, as far as the software goes. The iPad, see, I've always viewed tablet devices, they should be like a mix of a phone and a computer. So for instance, you should still be able to like multi-window stuff, have multiple windows open to take advantage of the big screen. And, you should be able to do that freely. And, it should be more computer-ish is what I thought. So I that's why I always hesitated to get an iPad, because I was just thinking like, oh my goodness, I don't want to be so limited in the abilities of this thing. Like a phone, I get that's supposed to be more condensed because, you know, it fits in your pocket. It's supposed to have everything on a smaller screen. And the watch, the Apple Watch, is supposed to be more like really condensed. Like take what's on your phone and like shrink it down to like a fraction of what that is, just so you can like glance at stuff on your wrist, which is fine. I get that. But all that to say, I've learned that you really shouldn't fight the ecosystem because your life is just so much easier. So what I was saying was, I thought I was going to end up going back to the Samsung Tab, but it's just so much better on here. I love it. If you don't have an iPad and an iPhone, let me explain. And you could probably say the same thing. I've never had a Samsung phone and a Samsung Tab before at the same time. So just, it's probably a lot of this is the same thing. I'm just speaking from my experience on Apple products, but it's so much easier. Like, let's say I open up a web page on my phone, and then I'm like, oh, that looks cool. I wanna look at that on a bigger screen. So I just switch over to my iPad, and then if I leave it open on my phone, then it'll be right there at the bottom of the screen in the dock. And I just click it, and it takes me to exactly where I was. It's super convenient. I love it. Or vice versa. Same goes if I'm I've had a couple times to where I was at the end of the day, I was texting some people, and then my phone got down to the single digits on the battery. It was about to die, so I was like, I gotta plug it in. And then no problem, just pick it right up on the iPad, just right where you left off, and just start typing away like nothing happened, and they won't know anything happened either. It's so convenient. I had to, just to get my phone number transferred with the iPhone and my Samsung tab, it was such a pain. I had to download the carrier app. I had to log into my account, get my phone number set up, and then I couldn't text with iMessage. Like if the other person had an iPhone, I couldn't even, like, I could only do it on my phone. I couldn't do it on the, it was so annoying. And then there was a separate number. Oh my goodness. I don't want to go back to that. And everything is just so much easier. Like the email, all my emails, my browser tabs, my files, everything is just so much. I bought iCloud storage. That way, if I take a picture on my phone or my iPad, either one, as soon as it uploads it to the cloud, it's on both my phone and my iPad. It's so nice. So I don't have to sit there and AirDrop myself stuff all day. I'll just be like, oh, there it is. And then that's really convenient for if you have to edit YouTube videos and stuff. Everything's right there in the camera roll, and I can just pop it open in the video editor. So maybe you don't have all the money in the world to be spending, and I'm not even saying that you have to necessarily go with Apple products either. I'm just telling you what I've enjoyed using. These are the devices of my choice, and I like what I've seen so far. Maybe you want to get into the Samsung or the Google ecosystem. Maybe you want to get into some other brand that I haven't mentioned. That's fine. But my point is that you should just go with the ecosystem, because it's going to make your life so much easier. Unless you got all the time in the world to sit there and mess with all the stuff that I've talked about, getting your phone number hooked up and stuff, then it's just more worth it to get into an ecosystem. Just take your pick. You know, go to a phone store. Go to Best Buy and just start browsing. See what phone you like best, or wherever you want to start. Phone, maybe a tablet device, and say, okay, I like this, so let me try. The Samsung tab's pretty nice. I like what I see here. Let me find a Samsung phone. Okay, great. That looks great, you know. And it's just going to be so much more convenient. That's what I'm telling people now. Just get into an ecosystem. Life's too short. All the conveniences are there for you. Apple, Samsung, Google, all these companies have already built it for you. Just buy into it and enjoy it. Not that you have to have the latest devices. I certainly don't. Excuse me. I certainly don't have the latest devices, but these tend to age well. These devices, these well-made ones, I really don't buy any other Android except Samsung at this point, just because that's the brand I trust. I've seen them growing up, and I've never really had too many major problems with them. Maybe a glitch here and there, but I mean every electronic you use is going to have that. So, not really too bad. So I don't mind Samsung, but find one you like and start going from there. Just start slowly buying stuff, or ask for Christmas or birthday presents for them. That'd be great. And don't fight the ecosystem. That's what I've learned. Don't fight the ecosystem. It's not a good idea. And really, it's just. It's been a learning process for me. I've just I've had to learn different things along the way. I've had to do different things different ways, and I'm gonna finish this cup of coffee. It's interesting. There's two types of tired with me, to kind of switch topics here. There's two types of tired with me. There's like waking up tired in the morning. And then there's like winding down, batteries are dying, tired at night. And I do better recording stuff when I'm waking up, because then it's just like, oh, the brain's getting working, I'm getting new ideas. Whereas at night it's just like, you know, it's like low battery, and then I'm just like staring into the camera like a deer into the headlights. I'm just like, what do I do now? Although it's weird, because I'm not really a morning person by any means. But this seems to work better for me, so I might just go with it. Plus, the cup of coffee helps too. I don't have coffee at night. That's a mistake. That's a mistake that I don't want to make. Hey, that rhymed. And and I'm just yeah. We're gonna stick to morning recordings. All that to say, hey, it's politics time, baby. Remember I said that I delve into different topics, and I'm not an expert on really everything I talk about. I'm not going to be an expert. Some things I have more knowledge about, but I'm not here to be like, oh, I have a doctorate in every single thing that I say here, and you must write it down and take notes. I'm not your college professor. That's not how this works. But I'm going to put my 2 cents worth in. And as far as politics go, I'm kind of watching. Everybody's looking at the 2024 elections now. I'm going to go out and just say it's too soon to tell. We're entering in on 2023 here, the year 2023, and these elections are not going to be till the end of 2024. So I'm not jumping the gun right now. Everybody that seems to be running right now is just it could go a whole lot of directions. It seems very arbitrary, if that makes sense. Like, for example, all these leaders that you see, like, everybody right now is talking about in the on the right side of the aisle, they're talking about Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis. So what I say with them is Ron DeSantis seems like he's getting more steam up right now, but I'm not going to put it past Trump. I'm not dismissing him. He's a very smart businessman, and he's done things before that nobody expects. So I'm not going to be surprised if he does it again. I'm not going to pretend like he doesn't have a trick up his sleeve that couldn't work. I do have my opinions on him, just like everybody else in this country does. But at the same time, I'm not going to count the chickens before they're hatched. We still have a long way to go. I'm really just watching, to be honest with you. I think that's what everybody should do at this point. Obviously, these people have to run campaigns, and that's fine. You know, run their ads, do whatever they're going to do, and that'll all take place. You can depend on them to do stuff. But as for me, I'm not running, so I'm not really concerned about that yet. I'll be doing my research. I'll be looking into the candidates, see who's the best fit for office. As far as policies go, I mean, I've seen a lot of what I've been liking what I've seen out of Ron DeSantis so far. Donald Trump, I mean, he was a great president, but I do have some things I think about him with really the 2020 elections. I don't think we should be making a huge deal out of January 6th. Was it a good thing? No, it was not a good thing. But at the same time, he didn't go out and tell them to riot in his speech. He didn't. He told them to go out and peacefully protest. I don't know how you take that as, well, he's telling them to kill people or to riot. I mean, okay. Anyway, I'm just gonna say, a peaceful protest is not against the law if it's done correctly. Now the people that actually went into the Capitol and did excuse me, I seem to have a bubble in my throat. Sorry. The people that went into the Capitol building and did what they did, caused the issues that they caused, should be prosecuted. But at the same time, people are treating them like they're the worst people, that they're the most terrible human beings on the face of this planet. But they're not, okay? I mean, for goodness sakes, they went into the Capitol building and did like a live stream basically. They were like, "Whoa, we're doing our next quest, guys. Come on now." And also, let's not forget the while we were all locked up for COVID, let's not forget some of the Black Lives Matter riots. Okay, I'm just putting that out there. That was a thing that happened too, and yet people want to forget that so quickly. You know, mostly peaceful. Look at the building falling behind me. Nothing to see here. Probably everything's fine. You're asking me not to believe my own two eyes here. It's just like, People, you think people are stupid? You think people don't see what's happening here? You think we don't have eyes? You think we don't have retinas? We can't see what's been taking place? And then you're just gonna be like, well, look at this over here. This is terrible. Yeah, it's not great, but neither is the summer of 2020 BLM riots. Those aren't great either. Let's keep everything in perspective here and try to use a little humility here as well. Keep everything in view, because like I said, people have eyes and they have a memory that lasts longer than that of a toddler. They remember these things that happened. Sorry, a little bit of live math going on here, I guess 2.5 years at this point, as of recording date, December 31st, 2022, the last day of 2022, which, interestingly enough, I am excited for this new year. I'll say this here before I wrap up today's episode, but I am excited for this new year, and there are things that I'm going to be working on. I'm excited because I'm kicking off this new podcast show, and on my YouTube channel, I got quite a few things to work on as well. As far as personal goals, I'm still mapping those out. I'm going to be looking at those later today, but I'm excited for the new things that are yet to come this year. And really, my biggest thing here is that I still have a lot to learn. There's a lot I'm going to learn through this year, just like there's a lot that I learned last year. And, you know, interestingly enough, I really, especially with my YouTube videos, I thought, and there'll be a video on my main channel, go check it out. But there was, really at the beginning of 2022, I thought, you know what, I thought I knew everything there was to know. I was like, with enough ambition, I can just plow my way through it, right? But it turns out that's not the case. I actually need to know what I'm doing. And I have learned. I've learned a lot, but I'm not going to pretend that I know everything. And I still have a lot I can learn. I'm going to leave the door open for learning, as we all should. And we can set goals, that's fine. But let's be realistic about those goals, for one. And then for two, let's not pretend like we know all there is to know about those goals. Maybe there's something better we can do. Maybe we can do those goals and then be like, oh, hey, I didn't know this. Let me try and work on this a little bit more. That's something we can all do, as I'm sure we will. Throughout this new year, I will be setting some goals later, as I hope you will be too. And I also hope that you're going to hit the subscribe button, because this is your first time watching this show. I know, because it's the first episode of the Mo Show. So it's been a great first episode. I have a lot of hope for 2023 and for the show. I hope that you'll stick around and also leave a good rating as well. That'd be great. I'd love to read that. And I will see you around for episode 2. Ciao.